a once-in-a-lifetime voice of Sarah and the Wild Versatile. Fall into Grace. It's the title track off that one. Jason Lane signing off. It's On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.org. If you want to listen to the archive of this program, I'll see you next month. But don't forget, every Wednesday, you can listen to On the Town at 9 p.m. Take care.
There's so much to ask every way you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. It is Thursday, May 26th.
Correct.
Yes.
As of 6 minutes ago.
And we are back with our...
And this is WMFO in Medford.
Oh, yeah, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford,
the one thing that we actually are supposed to say.
I didn't say it.
I'm just wasting your time.
I take 1 week off and I'm already so rusty.
Clowning. Yeah, I know. Glad to have you back. Yeah, for those of you listening last week, you heard our lovely guest host.
Yep. First time?
Yeah.
Long time fan, though.
Strange tunes. Not exactly with the theme, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it is what it is.
But yeah, what do we got to talk about right now? We can save sports talk for later, but Celtics going off. Bruins going off.
Sox going off.
True. I mean, we got Spring Fling coming up.
That's true. Bunch of people I've never heard of, and Ty Dolla $ign. So huge lineup.
I've heard, it's interesting, I've heard from the other like three artists, different people I've talked to, I've heard each one say like, oh yeah, they're mostly terrible, except this one is good. And I've heard each one, like someone,
each one of those singled out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Someone has said like, oh yeah, no, that's the only good one. And I can tell a lot about the artists just by who has recommended me which ones. Like,
it's is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Depends how much I like the people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like, I'm pretty sure Princess Nokia is like kind of Cardi B-esque.
Good. Goodness me.
And that she's like, you know, she's got like an attitude.
Yeah.
And I think she like kind of raps like that.
All my the kids I work with are all like obsessed with Cardi B.
Oh yeah, Cardi B. This was 2018 is the year of Cardi B.
I know. I didn't realize that. And one of the first, so a couple months ago, I got like a new class and I was working with them and they were talking about Cardi B before I knew who Cardi B was. Mm-hmm. So I asked them who Cardi B was and it was like right there immediately. I knew they were not going to respect me for the rest of the time that I remained in this class.
Like,
yeah. They're like, I can't believe you just said that. And I was like, all right.
Because that, I mean, that was, I don't know, I guess just like you don't have to say as in tune with it here.
Yeah.
Like it was, that level of pop culture was forced on me more in high school than it is now.
Yeah.
Although like Cardi B has like a devout following here too.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of it is because she's like, you know, strong woman of color and is like willing to kind of talk shit to people.
Yeah.
Which is good, I guess. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's actually like pretty smart and like, you know, has the character that's like goofy and stuff. Like Drake. Like Drake's an idiot. Or like Drake is acting like an idiot on a daily basis. But like obviously he's made the right decisions in his career.
He's a friend of the program.
Oh yeah, what's that song that I haven't heard yet? The new Drake one?
Nice for what? I can't believe you haven't heard that. It's awesome.
Nice for what?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's like, why are you being, the premise of the song is like, why are you being nice to these like lame dudes? Like you should just be bad for me, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe we had Drake for Spring. Can you imagine?
Oh my goodness. Do we look like the University of Miami?
But like that wasn't even, that was because he had like something to do.
Imagine Drake having nothing better to do
than just going to
Tufts.
Oh.
Like there's a point in Drake's career where going to Tufts was the most important thing he could have done that day. That's insane to think about.
I wonder how much you get paid for it.
Remember when we had T-Pain?
You know what? Today, Buy You a Drink was stuck in my head for several hours, and I think it was like...
It's a great song.
My Spring Fling, like, senses. Because I never had the desire to hear Buy You a Drink fulfilled the way it was supposed to.
Buy You a Drink.
Did I say drink?
You did.
It's humiliating.
Yeah.
I got money in the bank.
Ooh, wee. You know a song I've had stuck in my head today? Devil in a New Dress by Kanye West.
That's a good song, though.
It's an unbelievable song.
It's a great album.
I think it's his best song.
Devil in a New Dress.
Yes.
Yeah, we can talk about Kanye.
Did you see when March Madness was going around, there was like a Kanye Madness bracket?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, yeah. Well, his songs. It was all songs. Okay. And people were filling it out and just, like, going crazy. But for me, it's got to be Devil in a New Dress.
No, it's,
Or Gone. That's an unbelievable song.
What is my favorite Kanye song? It changed a bunch, but I finally settled on the fact that it's either on College Dropout or Late Registration. Yeah. Oh, it's Two Words.
Oh, that's a great song.
That's
an awesome
best song.
Yeah. that's College Dropout, right?
Yeah, College Dropout. Yeah, that song is so good.
Yeah, that's on Bangs.
Like,
that's on Doinks and the Whip.
If you're not absolutely yamming that song with the lads, like...
that one's good.
Late Registration's a great album too, though.
Gone, that verse. It's not Cameron. It's the other guy in that song. What's his name?
Gone is off of
Late Registration. It's Kanye West, Cameron.
Oh, Consequence.
Consequence. Oh my God. Consequence's verse on that song. I could listen to that 100 times and still not get
sick
of it.
We're forbidden from ever playing Kanye on the show, so it's not going to fall into that. Mostly because of a certain other show that we used to hear some of that would pretty much only play Kanye or like the stuff that Kanye was sampling. Like, looked up and found that. And it's just like,
forgot about that.
Yeah.
that's a good memory on your part.
I don't
want
to call
totally
it. Well, because I just remember, like, I learned so much about WMFO from that. Like, half these people just have shows where they're just.
Was that our first semester?
Yeah,
that might have been our first semester.
Late night grind.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How did we?
I don't know.
I literally am so tired on a daily basis here, getting as much sleep as I do now, which is like a pretty good amount.
I know. I get plenty of sleep, and I'm exhausted all the time.
Like, how did we do that? I had like a 10:30 that morning. I can't even get to.
I had a 9:30 that morning.
Yeah. That's just like crazy.
I'd sleep beforehand and then wake up and then go back to sleep afterwards.
I don't know how you did that. That was crazy.
I don't know how you stayed up. What did you do with all that time?
I just showed up with Levi. Like.
You're cooling it with Levi.
I remember because I normally wouldn't stay up that late. And he would, like, when I would stay up that late for the show, he'd be like, aren't you going to go to bed soon? And I'd be like, Levi, it's Wednesday. I have the show. Like,
days just blended together for Levi. Like, there was no delineation between days. Because, like, my day is, like, I go to bed at one time and wake up at another time. But for him, just days had no, like, 24 hours.
Time is continuous. Yeah. Like, there is no cycle.
It was just a straight line. And, like, he'd dip in one day and then, like, wake up in another day, and it just, none of it matters.
It's, like, astrophysicists have all these theories about, like, oh, time is, like, a loop, or time is, like, a disc, or whatever. Time is an amorphous being, for that boy.
You just go in and out of it, like.
Some of the sleep schedules of people here are really insane.
Dude, yeah, one of my coworkers was talking to my boss. And my boss was like, so, like, how are you? And my coworker was like, oh, I'm good. Like, I stayed up till 6:30 last night. And I was like, how on earth did you just stay up till 6:30 in the morning and then sleep for, like, 3 hours?
I couldn't even do that with, like, caffeine.
How are you not in, like, how, like,
and how are you getting anything done?
Yeah, it's like, how are you getting anything
when
done?
When you hit 4:30, like, by the time you hit 4:30, didn't you just say, you know what, I should just take the 4 hours of sleep and then wake up and do more work?
For me, it's when I hit 11, I'm just like, okay, I'll just gonna get in bed.
Well, that's when I would, like, start getting tired, but, like, if I really need to do something, I can force myself to
stay. When I was in, like, high school, I could stay up till, like, 2 or 3, but not now.
Yeah, this dude on the sub list. This dude just sends, like, every now and then, he has, like, a morning shift.
Yeah.
Like, by morning, I mean, like, 11:30.
Yeah.
But he'll just say, like, he'll send an email, like, the night before pretty late, like, hey, I actually have to pull an all-nighter, so I'm not going to be able to make the shift tomorrow morning. Can someone, like, take it for me?
It's like, dude, how often do you have to pull?
I've only seen him do it twice, but also, like, that's two more all-nighters than I've pulled.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's twice, two more than I've pulled.
That, and that I'm probably, like, ever going to pull, unless, who knows, if I decide to go to med school or something, but, like.
Man, that would be an upset of the century if you just went to med school.
Make the late audible. You know what? I'm Indian. I'll probably do well in the MCAT. Like, I finally make my dad proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like this, there's this guy in my like econ class. We always send each other, yeah. Or like he sends my other friend stuff, and like, you know, like help with like study guides or whatever. And he'll always say like, "Oh yeah, I'll send that to you tonight," and then he'll do it like 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, we have class at 10:30 the next day. It's like,
just like I feel like there's some element where they want to tell you that to like have you know how hard they're working, but for me it has the opposite effect where I'm just like, what on earth were you doing that led to you like staying up until 5? Like maybe I'm not in a position to talk because like I don't have the hardest major in the world, but like come on.
No, I don't. It's crazy to me. Yeah, like there's no reason that you had to stay up that late. You either. And, like, I'm not even trying to talk down because I'm not good at planning ahead or getting work done.
No, me neither. Like, no, like nobody is. Come on.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, I have not had to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm usually done with everything I need to be done with at 11 because I start at, like, 5. And then,
okay, so you are pretty good at getting started on work. That's the thing is I'll go back and just, like, do absolutely nothing for so long. And then I'll be screwed because I have to stay up super late. Yeah. By super late, I mean, like, 2:30.
Yeah, right. That's which is, like... Like you know, you tell that to some people at school, and they'd be like, "Oh, like, oh,
2:30." Like, that's when my 9-year-old brother
Sleeping
goes
Beauty.
Sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, because it's not crazy late. Because if I go to 2:30 and I wake up at 9:30 for class, that's 7 hours of sleep. That's actually pretty solid. That's way more than I got in high school. But.
Yeah. Still though.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just like
this is also like, this is totally hypocritical right now because we've been talking about this for 10 minutes. But people love to talk about this at school, just like how much sleep they're getting,
right? Or how
what
much
time
work
they went
have to
bed.
Do. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
How much
yeah.
work?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. How much coffee they're drinking?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, I had to drink 3 cups of coffee. It's like, okay, like I get it. Like, just leave me alone.
See, for me, that's when I'm like, that's soft. Like, yeah. I drink 3 cups of coffee on the weekend when I have nothing to do. Like, what are you talking about?
My heart's not going like 160 beats per minute
honestly,
by noon.
Like,
this is, I think why we're talking, like, I think subconsciously why we're talking about it is this is the worst time of year for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, like, you see someone you, like, kind of know. You're like, oh, hey, how are you? And it's like, it's hell
like, oh
week.
My God. I mean,
I had like, this many tests and this many. It's like, okay, dude, like, just say
I
that you're doing.
So late yeah. in Halligan working on Comp 40. Like.
And I had this paper and I had this presentation. It's like, okay, just tell me you're good and move on. Like, I didn't want to have this conversation with you.
Like, I know. Yeah, that's like, how do you not just say, like, yeah. doing all right? How about you?
It's like, dude, this is why they give us literally 48 straight hours to work on this type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,. I don't know. It's just like...
No, reading period's 3 days.
It is?
I think so, right? Last day of class is Monday. Final start on Friday.
Final start on Friday?
I haven't talked to anyone who has a final on Thursday.
I have stuff due on Thursday, but maybe that... You know what?
Well, okay, well, if that's during reading period, that shouldn't be allowed.
Let's settle this right now.
We got this is like Joe Rogan always has that guy to like look stuff up.
Yeah,
for him and like
we need one of those.
he's just like pull it up. Oh yeah, man, yeah, you can really see it there. It's like
it's spring 2018, right?
Facts.
You were right.
3 days.
Friday, May 4th is when it starts.
You heard it here, folks.
I'm rarely wrong here. I'm rarely wrong.
It's been a long time since I made a mistake.
I think I have two things to do the third.
That shouldn't be allowed.
No, it shouldn't. You're right. You're absolutely right, Zane.
This really says a lot about society.
Good thing it's like a 3-page paper and a 5-page paper, so I think I'll be okay. Just get it over with. Get me home, please, God.
What up, my glip glop? We out here beating gorilla cheese.
Don't worry about it, Cronenberg Morty.
Can I say beating gorilla cheeks on air?
Oh, the good news is that nobody's listening. So. that's just slang for playing the
bongos.
Yeah, bongos is the word I was looking for.
I don't think so. Someone's definitely listening. It's like the FBI agent meme. It's like that, but with like an FCC like employee tuned in to make sure we're
with like the records. WMFO like yeah. assistant volunteer
something.
Yeah. Actually, that actually might be the girl who has the show after us. That might be her title. Now I feel bad.
What? Is she on the board?
Yeah. I got an email from her once.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You probably got it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have WMFO emails go to my like other email, which I don't check as much.
Yeah.
Because like we get it gets so, all the sublist emails.
So many.
Yeah, so many. So it's, my God. It is what it is.
I really hope I don't like get those after I graduate.
You can unsubscribe from anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if you can't subscribe,
I got added to this like English major Gmail like e-list the other day.
You think they just put everyone who's like declared?
I guess so, but it's like I don't want all these emails from like English people.
I get emails from like the IR club. This is like Ben does a lot with them.
The song is awesome. And, like, what is this?
You really like the song?
Yeah.
Turn up a little bit. This isn't my own. I have an individual. It's called Chill Lo-Fi Indie Hip Hop Chill Anime Beats Chill / Study / Relax / Chill 2. And this is my personal version of it. And this is on it. This is like one of my favorites off of it, actually.
Just share that with me. That's awesome. I had the anime chill anime 24/7 beats to study / relax to today
/chill too.
I had that going today.
What's like the good way to share this on Spotify?
You can like if you just copy paste the link. Well, I guess you're.
Or I can send it on Facebook.
Yeah, that works. That works well for me.
It's got a great picture.
Chill, too. Chill anime, chill beats.
The full name is Chill Lo-Fi Indie Hip Hop Chill Anime Beats to Chill / Study / Relax / Chill 2.
Did you spell out slash?
No, I should. But the picture isn't even like an anime girl reading a book
not?
On the subway.
Come on.
No, it's not.
Or like sitting in like a field.
Yeah. They're just like looking out the window. No, it's
chill hip hop like *** like beats ***
2018. What's the other? There's another one that's like really good off of this. the picture.
What is that?
It's just like this like vaporwave aesthetic Donald Trump.
Did you get that off the vaporwave subreddit?
I did not.
It's a great song.
I forget what I googled to get that. This song is also really good.
Can I like contribute to this? Because I have some good like lo-fi in anime hip hop chill beats to chill / study.
How do I do that? Do I make it collaborative?
Is that how that works? I don't really know.
I just made a collaborative. Maybe you can.
I'll figure it. We'll figure this out later. It's bad radio.
We're almost halfway through the show. We played two songs.
Anyways, what you heard to start you guys off today, 20 minutes ago was Cyberbully Mom Club with I Oughta Go, which got some praise from the famed On the Town with Mikey D crew. So they never complimented my music when I started out. So you know, it's not a big deal. Right? STRFKR with their song Basically off of Vault Volume 1.
It's late night radio.
Yeah, but we can't swear. The songs can swear, but we can't.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, bad. Don't do that.
Darn.
I don't give a rat's hat about what you
want to
do.
Son of a gun.
Wait, speaking, were we going to do sports talk later?
Okay, let's do sports talk.
Did you see Mitt Romney?
Russell Westbrook. Just on the sideline, just like.
The best part about that was he was wearing a custom Mitt Romney jersey. Like the jersey said Romney. The jersey said Romney. It was a Utah Jazz.
Of course he gets one of those.
Why do I not own one of those?
Oh, you want the Romney one?
That's hilarious.
That would be kind of hype.
I saw a Twitter meme.
Well, you know, he's pretty much campaigning now because he's, even though he doesn't need to because he's totally going to win, but Orrin Hatch, the center from Utah, is retiring.
Oh, really?
So he's like
going to. He's got that locked up, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Utah's like one of, like, it's like the second reddest state after Mississippi.
Yeah, that's not surprising. But there was a Twitter meme of like that gif of him like going putting up the four and it was like, when you're ordering a round of milk for the boys.
Oh yeah, because he's Mormon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I had this Mormon TA who came, who was like a grad student, and he came to TA. He was a music teacher in our high school, And so not only can they not drink or do any drugs,
they can't do like caffeine, right?
They can't drink caffeine, yeah. And they, if I guess if they're really serious, they won't even say like alcohol or coffee or anything. So he walks in, and like the main teacher was teaching a class, and he walks in, and he goes, hey, like Pat, do you want milk in your you know what, in front of all the students, and everyone just looked at him like, like what is you know what? But he was talking about his coffee order because they can't.
Oh
take
my
coffee.
God, that's crazy.
Only ordering a round of milk for you and the boys.
Just owning Russell Westbrook. Like, that dude got absolutely owned.
Yeah, I mean, if that doesn't lock him up the Senate race.
As a noted Russell Westbrook hater, I think I'm a Mitt Romney fan.
You don't like Russell Westbrook?
No.
He's such an athlete, though.
I can't stand... I'm also like, the Jazz are my West team, so I've been kind of rooting for the Jazz. But I cannot stand watching the Oklahoma City Thunder play basketball. I can't stand it.
Why?
It drives me nuts. It's... They do not make any like good plays. Like they have like good shots, but they don't have any good plays.
Yeah, because he's just an athlete and absolutely like runs house.
It's a Russell Westbrook or Steven Adams pick and roll, or a Russell Melo or Paul George ISO that usually ends in a back like them clanking a three off the back iron. It's just like bad basketball. It stinks to watch. It's just I really don't enjoy it.
I don't care about.
I like his attitude and his personality.
That's what I'm saying. I like his attitude and his personality, and he's like a total athlete. So like. I don't care about the team, and I actually hated them, especially when KD was there. But like, I could root for Westbrook wherever he goes.
The Jazz were killing the Thunder, but it looks like they actually might not be right now. Oh my God, the Thunder won!
It's raining hundreds.
Oklahoma City Thunder. Wow, wow, that's crazy.
The Bruins won.
I watched the end of that game.
They like. Romped in the third period, right?
Yeah, that was the first Bruins period I've watched all season, so.
Loyal fans.
I didn't know any of the players. I was like, who are these guys?
Who's these names have too many consonants. Like, I can't say this.
Not even one of the better known clowns.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see the Cavs Pacers game?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, it was insanity. Pacers were up, then like Oladipo goes to ice the game. LeBron just absolutely stuffs him, takes the ball up the court, and then hits a game-winning three. Game was tied with like a second left on the clock. It's insanity.
If it's the Cavs and the Warriors, is it going to be the Cavs and the Warriors?
Yeah, probably.
You don't think it's... Okay.
Yeah. Anybody who says, like... When, like... I don't know. It's just like... How are you going to say that LeBron's not going to make the finals when he's made the finals like 7 years in a row? Yeah, I know it's his 15th year. Yeah, I know his team around him like stinks. But like, I just can't like...
He's also had like maybe his best season ever, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Stats-wise?
It's just like, how are you going to pick... Like, how are you going to... People are saying Philly. People are saying Toronto. And it's like, I just can't see.
Okay, then the West is more interesting.
Yeah, the West is more interesting, I'd say.
Do you pick Golden State over the Rockets?
So I have Golden State over the Rockets. I think anybody who says otherwise is just hoping that Golden State actually doesn't win.
I was going to say stats say otherwise, but it's the same thing. This is the same thing I say about the Pats, where it's like the stats suggest otherwise, but like if you've been watching enough for enough seasons, you know who's
going. Yeah, I mean, like if you watch enough basketball, you know that the Warriors are going to make the finals. I guess my dark horse is the Jazz because they beat the daylights out of the Warriors this year.
Mm-hmm.
They won by like 30 and 40 points. So like, I guess like the Jazz is kind of like my dark horse team. They play awesome basketball. They have a great coach, whatever. But it's just like, especially when Curry comes back, it's just like, how the Warriors not going to make the finals? Like they're so good. Like, I don't know. It's just like, that's the way the NBA is. I don't care. I watch like almost every playoff game. I love the NBA playoffs, but I just think it's going to be Cavs Warriors again.
That is so just like the NBA is always that. But it's not a recent thing. Like I can start whining about it, but like the NBA.
Dude,
has been
the
like
Celtics
that for 50
won like
years.
Seven straight championships in like the 70s. Like it's like this has been going on forever. The Bulls won like 3 and 4 and 5 years, and like
the Heat were
Good. The Lakers were good. Like it's like I don't know what people expect. Like, just sit back and enjoy the games. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but the Celtics were so good.
Still are.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Semi Ojeleye is like Brad starting. If Brad doesn't get Coach of the Year, man, I'm gonna throw a fit. I'll do it. I'll do it live on air too. I'll freak out. He played Semi Ojeleye for 30 minutes in a playoff game and we won. That's insane. He started him. It's just like, it's crazy. Like, so many coaches in the league are like it's like Donovan with the Thunder is like, I'm not sitting Melo because Melo's a starter. And it's like, well, what the heck does that mean? Yeah. Like, what bearing does that have? Whereas Brad's just like, yeah, Semi will start today on Giannis, and then Giannis ends up scoring like 12 points the whole game. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw an article that was like, or it was saying like Scary Terry needs to like buckle down.
His shooting percentages are like,
it's dropped.
Atrocious, yeah.
But like before he had really stepped up, like when we lost Kyrie.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to see that Scary Terry. And then like Big Al just needs to like make moves.
Yeah, I mean Al does a lot for this team, especially in the past couple games. Like, I see people clowning him on Twitter because he gets, like, dunked on by Giannis. It's like, you know who else gets dunked on by Giannis?
The whole league.
It's everybody in the entire league. Yeah. I don't know. And obviously having Smart back is huge. That's no, like, did you see the game? Or weren't you busy or something? Didn't you have, like, a show or something?
This last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you see the game?
The Sunday morning one?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't able to watch
it. I thought you were going, yeah. Smart came in and, like, 30 seconds into the game, he, like, dives for a loose ball. And, like, godness, it was just, like, classic Smart. It was awesome.
But they lost the game, right?
We won.
They won that one?
On Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Tuesday. I'm talking about Tuesday. Sorry.
Okay, never mind.
I'm talking about Tuesday.
Because Sunday we did lose.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. It's Wednesday. Yeah. Sunday we lost. Tuesday we won. Tuesday was when Smart came back. There we go.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is this, like, an instrumental of a song? Is this, like, Controlla?
Yeah, it is. I'm so glad you figured that out. But this isn't my Chill Lo-Fi Indie Anime Hip Hop Beats.
It is or it isn't?
It is.
Oh.
And it's just a version of Controlla, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe you cracked that.
That's pretty good on my part. I'm pretty proud of myself.
We're like most of the way through the show.
All right, you guys want to hear more music?
No one listens, or they'd be really disappointed. Like,
actually, should we play a PSA? Whoa. What the heck was that?
Let's play a PSA, talk for like 20 more minutes.
Wait a second. Play where something.
Is You can open up Rivendell.
Where is it?
It's a, oh. I guess we're reading
PSA. I guess we're reading PSA.
Stay tuned, folks. Can we read PSAs over chill lo-fi indie anime hip hop beats to chill slash relax slash
speaking chill of slash study speaking too. Of chill anime lo-fi hip hop beats to chill slash relax slash chill slash study too.
Okay, read that one to us.
Alright.
Now we have to.
Walking is good exercise PSA.
Can you read it in like iambic pentameter? Or at least make it iambic.
Although other physical activity Tees can provide a more vigorous workout. Walking is easy. Okay, I'm not going to keep doing this. Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford. That's us. That's you and me.
Gang, gang.
To Harvard Square in Cambridge. I work there. I've never walked there. I bike there sometimes.
Don't trust Sebon.
Don't trust Sebon. Not the spot. A distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. 22.5 miles in 45 minutes? Yeah, well, I guess it's 20 minutes a mile, right? No, that's less. Huh. I feel like that's fast. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Whoa. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right.
Also, personal PSA, you can vote for for a TCU president today.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
I think
are you doing that right now?
Well, I just saw that we could, so I'm going to try to. But yeah. I don't think we're supposed to put political opinions on air.
Yeah, let's avoid. Let's not do that.
But I know who I'm voting for.
I think I do too, actually.
It better be who I want you to vote for. Okay, we can cool off the chill lo-fi anime hip-hop anime beats.
All right.
Chill slash relax slash lo-fi too. Okay, can I play something?
Yeah, sure.
Tune me up. Okay.
All right. Enjoy. Coming at you.
Dramatics into every line, 'cause I'm not on the right path, just for one. slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? Oh, you know. Somewhere in there, she's somebody else. She's somebody new. And I can't help myself from going wandering with her from room to room. Today, tomorrow, today. Oh, oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. Slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? And oh, to hold her, so I'd be just to know her. Got a no notebook. Yeah, it's filled with bits and bubbles. I wanna tighten it up. Yeah, and put it in her room. Between the eyes in the book of Aesop's fables, I wanna go there soon.
But I don't, I could, but I don't, 'cause I know there's a smoker inside of me somewhere, and I don't wanna let him out. So I catch myself glancing from the backseat on the trip home to Plymouth from Lansing at the pack you keep in the cup holder. Bought some Marlboro Reds for my 18th birthday, and I smoked a couple, only a couple, and gave the rest away. 'Cause I don't wanna think that it's already too late. So I never take smoke breaks. I know that they'll get me. Yeah, one day you'll pull into this parking lot to the sight of me puffing away into the second half of the